Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So the Oregonian says that Governor Kotek is ethically challenged, huh? Well, we'll see. We'll see. As I am quite certain that that is just part of the plan of rallying around the single best asset that the Republicans and conservatives have in Oregon. Huh? Tina Kotek? Oh, yeah, folks. Oh, yeah. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Have you seen the pictures of PSU's library, you know, where the communist pro-Hamas people were camped out for three nights? You've seen those pictures? This is what the left does because they feel justified in doing it. Is it any wonder, though? I mean, just think back to the George Floyd protests and Black Lives Matter and Antifa, with over 100 consecutive nights. Let me say that again. According to all the news reports, over 100 consecutive nights of violent protests in downtown Portland, for which the city is still not recovered. How did all of that happen, and how did these people feel emboldened that it was okay to go into PSU's campus library and basically destroy it? What's the mindset? Going to talk about that today. Also want to talk about Medicaid in Oregon. Yes, we're number one, folks. Jeez. We're number one. Don't you just love it? When Oregon becomes number one in everything that you shouldn't be doing. Oregon's number one. You know what that is? We're now using Medicaid money to buy people air conditioners. It's never been done before. Yes. We're going to buy people with money that is set aside to help poor people with their health. We're now going to buy them air conditioners. Even the left thinks this is a bad idea. Not only that, but there's a group called Food for All Oregonians, and they want to give SNAP benefits to guess who? You got it. Those illegal aliens flooding across the southern border. Well, and the northern border, both, by the way. Yep. The people that purposefully violate our laws. Now, these people, these do-gooders, these Marxists, they think the way that we should reward them is with giving them free food. And it's all based on this immigrant research initiative. Found that immigrants constitute 10% of Oregon's population, but contribute to 13% or more than $33 billion of the state's economic output. So let me ask you that question. Would Oregon have that $33 billion of economic output if those illegal aliens weren't here? Now, this is all about illegal aliens. Don't anybody think it isn't. Because it is. This is the Marxist plan to destroy the sovereignty of America. And what is the sovereignty of America, folks? It is our Constitution. It's exactly what it is. These people want to destroy it because it limits government's impact on us. Government was never instituted in our Republican Constitutional Republic, anyway. It was never instituted for the purposes of individual welfare. Go back to the actual language of the Constitution, folks. It's for the general welfare for everybody. It's common sense, is it not? You start rewarding people for breaking laws, what happens? You get more breaking of laws, don't you? Because they got a reward rather than a punishment. Now, to all these people, students or whomever, professional agitators. By the way, over the weekend, there was a really interesting, I think it was on Gateway Pundit. I saw it just briefly. It was a piece about the funding, the flow of money from several George Soros-like leftist Marxist billionaires who've made their money using their connections and destroying economies, how they are using that money to fund these professional agitation groups. Anyway, all of that's on the table today. Plus, tonight is Political Coffee Klatch Night. Yes, it's another one, I know. It is meant to get us back on track again because May had 5 Monday nights in it, so that got us a little bit off kilter because we do them every other night. We like to try to keep them through the first and third Monday nights of every month. So that's what's happening tonight. We have a great program. We have Senator Dennis Linthicum joining us by Skype as he is out on the road. We have local candidates joining us. We have Chrissy Hudson, who many of you helped get elected to the Salem-Keizer School District Board. She's going to come and share with us what's going on inside the board. And to give you encouragement, folks, because what you do in local elections matters. We will have local candidates there tonight, too. We'll have more training tonight. We have Nick Hill from Marion and Polk First joining us tonight to talk about what they're doing and how you can help them in their effort to elect several local candidates. Julie Hoy, Celine Coleman, Michael Hoselton, Anna Munson. Marion and Polk First is involved in all of that, and they're going to share with us, Nick Hill's going to share with us what they're doing. So come and join us tonight, 6 o'clock at Sparky's Brewing Company. It is family friendly. You can bring kids. It's all okay. And plus, I'll have training tonight on how to put together a phone bank, a phone canvassing effort for your candidate, and how to put together an effective get out the vote campaign. Most people don't really know how to do this stuff. They know they need to do it. Most candidates know they need to do that. But few people have any real training in how to do that. Okay, Ronnie, I got your message. I will let Amanda know. Right now, apparently, Ronnie says our 503-589-1220 number is not working correctly. That is the number to call, by the way, if you want to comment on any of these things today. So, folks, how bad is it when the editorial board of the Oregonian, you know, the fish wrap, says that Tina Kotek is ethically challenged? I mean, really. The second paragraph says it all of their editorial. It says the move, her pulling back and her apology for the messy handling of the issue since most of her top staff resigned. They write, but the move is too little and too late in light of internal emails that paint a concerning picture of what Kotek has allowed to unfold in her office over the past several months. And then is the next sentence that really got me. Now listen to this. Kotek's announcement suggests she doesn't seem to recognize what is raising alarm for Oregonians. The public's concern isn't so much with the concept of creating a formal office with staff. It's the reality of how the actions of Kotek's wife have apparently roiled the governor's office and threatened to undermine Kotek's ability to achieve her ambitious agenda. Now, here's the problem. The Oregonian editorial board doesn't even get it right. You see, the real issue is not the actions of Kotek's wife. The real issue is Tina Kotek and her judgment, or lack of it. Or maybe it's not that at all. You tell me. Is it Tina Kotek's lack of judgment, or is it her arrogance and her commitment to ramming her Marxist agenda down our throats? Now, I want to go back to the lead story. What's that lead story? Medicaid is buying people air conditioners in Oregon. That's not what Medicaid is for. People who are having a, you know, the Oregon health plan, that's for people, you know, poor people, supposedly the working poor, which we got more of because we keep raising the minimum wage and they keep laying people off. That's why a burger at any fast food joint is now quite more expensive. Medicaid is supposed to help the working poor. How is buying air conditioners going to help a working poor person get medical attention for their condition? What's more important, being comfortable with air conditioning in your home, getting the medical attention you need for a serious debilitating disease or a problem? I'm going to talk about all of that today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And what should be done to the people that were arrested, the people who did the damage to Portland State University's library? Seriously, should they be prosecuted? Will they be prosecuted? Don't hold out any hope, because the Multnomah County DA doesn't even prosecute people for doing similar damage to businesses. Why would he do it to a government-funded, taxpayer-funded library? Your thoughts, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Welcome back to Political Coffee. It's Monday. Tonight is Political Coffee Clatch Night at Sparky's Brewing Company. Family friendly. You can bring your kids. Got a great program for you. Senator Dennis Linthicum's joining us by Skype. Yes, I know, folks, we are having a problem with our call-in number. Trying to get that done. Thank you, Ronnie, for and others of you for sharing that with me. And we'll go from there. Okay. Hopefully we'll get it fixed. Anyway, tonight's political coffee clatch night. Senator Dennis Nethicom joins us, as does Chrissy Hudson, Salem-Keizer School District board member. And you can find out what's going on inside the board and the school district. Again, thank you to many of you who worked really hard to get Chrissy elected to the Salem-Keizer School District Board. One of those people was Marion Polk first. So Nick Hill's going to join us tonight to talk about how their slate of candidates, which includes some of our candidates that will be joining us tonight, how they're working in the final days of this election to get those people elected and how you can help. Okay? Plus, some more training tonight on how to do successful phone banking, phone canvassing, and successful get out the vote, including door to door. We talked about doing door to door. Now, door to door, get out the vote is different than just campaigning for your candidate. They're similar, but they are different, different goals. Okay, so all that tonight, 6 o'clock, Sparky's, come and join us. And I know I put out the wrong date in my first email yesterday afternoon, the political coffee clatch. I'll get it right. In fact, I sent out a correction, and then some of you saw that and said, hey, there's no agenda. Well, you missed the first email, which had the agenda, so I'll send out another email today, okay, with the agenda and the correct date. By the way, Rich, thanks for the great cartoons, the Sunday cartoons. Some really good ones there. Some really good ones. A great Breitbart, some of you, by the way, because I got some text messages about this, and so I need to just comment on it. Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota defends killing the dog that turned on her. This is the headline. Defends killing dog suggests that Joe Biden's dog should be shot. So she, of course, was asked about this on CBS's Slay the Nation, where she was asked by the host, Margaret Brennan, you know, killing your 14th, the backlash from that. And I've got comments from people who don't understand because they've not had to live it. And dog, you know, we don't, dogs are man's best friend. But sometimes dogs turn on people. Understandably, people are more important than dogs. When a dog becomes dangerous out here in the agricultural land, they typically have been shot. And under the law, we were allowed to do that for a long, long, long time. Because dogs, something sometimes snaps in them and they literally start attacking livestock. I've talked to sheep ranchers and I have had them tell me stories about how a sheepdog that they raised from its beginning from a pup just one day started attacking viciously the sheep that they guard or that they help round up. Those dogs are not rehabilitatable, generally speaking. And that's why they shoot them. And it's hard. But I think Kristi Noem, that's the situation she felt in this circumstance. She describes it in her book. She had little kids at the time. It was killing livestock and it was attacking people. You have no choice. You have to. I mean, you think about today in today's litigious society. If you put that dog, I mean, you got to put the dog down, folks. Even if you take it to a reserve, it's going to attack other dogs. It's going to attack the handlers of a reserve that supposedly takes care of a dangerous dog. They have to be euthanized. Out on the ranch, you don't have time to call the vet, who's, who knows, could be an hour, 2 hours, a day or two away. In the meantime, your dog is attacking people or other livestock. You have no choice. You make a decision to protect your property, including your animals, not just your family. You shoot them. You have no choice. But the point she makes, by the way, about this, and I didn't intend to go down this, but this rabbit hole, but let me just tell you, her point is well taken. She smartly takes this one incident where a dog attacked family and livestock to Joe Biden's dog having bitten 24 Secret Service people. And that dog has now been removed from the White House. At any rate, you think this disqualifies her being potential as presidential candidate? I don't think. Back in a moment in Oregon, the coach wants to give air conditioners to Medicaid people. Never happened before in the country. And the Oregonian.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to have you with us today, friends. Unfortunately, we are having telephone problems. Don't know why. Producer Amanda is working diligently to fix it. So, if you want to weigh in on the topics we're talking about today, you need to do it by email. By the way, thanks to a state employee who should never be named. There are many of you. I keep your identities anonymous. And I try to, when you tell me about something by email, the email is jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. When you give me some inside information, I diligently try to edit that in terms of how I talk about it so that it, especially if it's inside information that is easily identifiable as coming from a small group of state employees, or maybe you're a county employee. Got that also, but I try to edit that information so that it is not obvious where it came from. Anyway, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. State employee who's never been named. The three pressing problems remain as a top concern for Portland area voters. A poll finds that. This is a fish wrap story. And it is so right on the money. It's crime. It's homelessness. And drug use. Now, all a candidate has to do, and I mean this, any Republican running for any office anywhere can use Portland. I mean, outside of the Portland metro area, Portland is hated. I mean, generally speaking. Because the old saying is, as Portland goes, Oregon goes. It's our largest city. It used to be the Rose City. It was kind of the crown jewel of Oregon. It ain't anymore, for the obvious reasons, because of woke politics. That's why. Homelessness, crime, and drug use can all be laid at the feet of an ideology. It's called liberalism, Marxism, communism, wokeism. Now, generally, in my humble opinion, if there is a if there's any word that has an ism behind it, it's generally not good. Now, nationalism is good for the most part. Only 22% of Multnomah County, Clackamas County, and Washington County voters said that the Portland metro area is headed in the right direction. Now, this fish wrap story says just 22%. Yeah. While 66% said it was on the wrong track. Now, I'm going to go back to, this is how you win elections. You use these issues that have profoundly impacted people. Now, I will tell you, polling is probably number four. Now, having not read the entire story, because they want me to, the Oregonian wants me to pay them money, which I ain't gonna do. These are the issues that move the voter who's in the middle. Anytime you get above 60% on any issue in polling, you have basically a 2-to-1 issue, right? I mean, if you think about it, we do that, those of us in the political world, if we poll something and it's 60% or better, it means that 30% of the people or less are on the opposite side. That means you have a 2-to-1 advantage. And it takes an enormous amount of money to counter that. Because you have to do it, you have to brainwash people into not believing what their lying eyes are telling them, okay? Like the reason that downtown Portland still looks like Tijuana, Mexico. Or the reason that the PSU library was destroyed. By the way, who's going to pay for the restoration of that library? I'm just curious. Who do you think that would be? Do you think that the people who did it that were arrested should pay for it? Should get convicted, should go to jail, and then have to pay restitution? Do you think that's going to happen under woke George Soros-funded Multnomah County DA Mike Schmidt, who, by the way, is losing to his law and order deputy Nathan Vasquez? These three pressing problems in this poll are profound if they will be used correctly. Because the left, the people responsible for this, will deflect it and say, hey, you know, look at what we did, right? I mean, we passed House Bill 4002, which fixes Measure 110. Won't even come close, folks. You know it and I know it. Because of how that fix really is going to be implemented. Now, the problem is this. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all meant to be theatrics during an election. That's all it is, friends. All the people have to do who are hurting the rest of us with their bad ideas, all they have to do is just deflect a little bit. And the non-thinking people are the ones who will buy into it. By the way, there's some other stories here. There's a couple of stories I'll read you a couple of headlines here from the Liberty Daily. Surprise! Democrats and the corporate media are shocked that George Soros and company are bankrolling the anti-Zionist protests. In fact, Trader Joe's, this is another headline, Federal Trade Commission chairman is tied to a Marxist group supporting the Columbia anti-Israel encampment. There you go. By the way, folks, over the weekend, I don't know if any of you saw this, Trump went out to, he was just everywhere this weekend, but he fired up the Formula One crowd outside of the McLaren pit. And here's a video of this. McLaren driver Lando Norris wins his first ever F1 race. And that's where Trump is seen talking with. And then there's another story here about 2024 voters say they trust Trump by far. Where did that story just go? There we go. Say they trust Trump more than Biden to handle America's biggest issues as president. Now, that's an intuitive thing. And I want to go back to this in a moment here. Again, I apologize that the phones are not working. I want to remind you that if some HVAC company is telling you that, yeah, you know, your whole system's just on its last legs and it needs to be replaced, very expensively, I might add, why don't you get a free second opinion from Freedom Heating and Air? It's really easy. Just pick up the phone, give them a call, 503-580-1456, 1456, 580-1456. They'll come out at their expense, free to you. Analyze your system, which costs them money, and they'll give you that free second opinion. You have nothing to lose, friends. That's part of the greatness of this company, Freedom Heating and Air. It's been in the Mid-Valley for 50 years. That's why they've survived all these years and done well and prospered. Because they do these kinds of things for you. Freedom Heating and Air. Get that free second opinion. Call them at 580-1456, 580-1456. Back in a moment. Including a story about the world's largest floating solar power plant was just going to go online. Guess what happened to it? Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes is the last segment of the show today. My apologies that the phones are not working. The man is trying to get them fixed. Doesn't look like it's probably going to get done before the end of the show. My bad. Our bad. But thank you for trying to call. Those of you who've tried, you can send me an email, jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. I will tell you about what happened to the world's largest floating solar power plant just before it launched. Got a text, by the way, from Freddie about the Christy Noem dog story. People from the cities that want to get rid of their dog will drive to the country and drop their dog off. That's when dogs go after farm animals for food. We had that problem on our ranch. We shot the dogs to protect the farm animals. It's a city people problem. Yeah, I agree, Curtis. Rene Gonzalez for mayor of Portland. Things might change because they need to change. People that damaged, destroyed the Portland State University Library need to be prosecuted and held financially liable. Don't you think? I do. Hey, I want to remind you, we have an election night broadcast coming up on May 21st at Miller's Barbecue, starting at 6 p.m. till 9. Thank you to Kaiser Liquor Store for being one of our sponsors, Pacific Crest Archery, and Anna Munson for County Clerk. They're all helping sponsor this great election night broadcast. I want to invite you to come to Miller's Barbecue. Again, we're going to kick off at 6 p.m. Come and great. Just have some incredibly great mouth-watering, and it is, folks, barbecue. Matthew Miller and his wife and his team, they do an incredible job. It is wonderful food. May 21st, election night broadcast. Anna Munson's team, her campaign's going to be there. Who knows who else? We hope that Celine Coleman and Michael Hazelton will join us also. Julie Hoy has her own thing going on down at the convention center, and we hope that she wins big time. So anyway, come and join us. I want to thanks to our sponsors for making that happen. It is May 21st, election night, starting at 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. And the last hour from 8 to 9 will be live that entire hour, minus a few commercials, to bring you those election results as they come in. So you want to tune in or come and join us in person. All right, so a 38 square mile, and that's big, folks, floating solar project in India was completely obliterated by a 31 mile an hour storm. And the video of this is stunning. Millions and millions and millions of dollars went into this, folks. 600 megawatt floating solar project, the largest in the world. Spectacular failure. Now, in the valley here, what they want to propose here is, you know, this project that I'm fighting down in Linn County that is not a floating project, but it's out in the middle of farmland. We get very high winds here and debris flying through the winds. I just wonder how successful that 1,500-acre project would be at standing up to the elements of nature. Anyway, it's a fascinating story. Food for All wants to take your tax dollars to give food stamps or SNAP benefits. You want to give them to who? Illegal aliens. That's their new project. What do you think about that? I don't think much about it. I don't think it's a good thing. Now, by the way, Trump said that Jack Smith should be arrested after the documents revelation. What was that revelation, folks? Well, apparently, Jack Smith and his prosecutors altered evidence and got caught.
Oopsies.
You think they oughta? I mean, seriously, do you think he oughta be arrested for that? Over the weekend, there was a story about how Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, in talking with the president's legal counsels, they were arguing the immunity case the other day. Let the cat out of the bag that Jack Smith was not appointed properly per the Constitution, because you have to be appointed and confirmed by the Senate. Now, the attorney general appointed him. He's not even a member of government. He's a private lawyer, a bad private lawyer who had been a prosecutor, but nonetheless. Anyway, it was the story was musing about, would the U.S. Supreme Court remove Jack Smith themselves as the prosecutor? Now, that's food for thought, isn't it? Got an email here from Doug. Says, Medicaid dollars for air conditioning manufacturers, you say, general welfare or individual welfare, Doug writes. The system isn't broken. It's fixed. Yeah, you're right. Buying air conditioners and trying to vote harder won't work against Marxist agendas. Perhaps we need to revisit Fairfax Resolve number 6, 1774, drafted by George Washington and George Mason. Quote, resolve that taxation and representation are in their nature inseparable. That the right of withholding or of giving and granting their own money is the only effectual security to a free people against the encroachment of despotism and tyranny. And that whenever they yield to one, they fall to prey to the other. Paying bribes to keep elderly voters comfortable rewards corruption, which is what this is, folks. He continues, we need to admit it. And voting just gives grown adults the illusion of control, like a plastic kitty steering wheel toy. The ones really in control are never elected. That's where you're wrong, Doug. Lots of good people do get elected, and they make a difference. And there's tons of examples of that. We just need more of them. Richard writes about voting fraud. She says, well, the Democrats are already at it in Multnomah County, mailed out ballots that were not right, so they're mailing out new ones to vote with Ohio? But only vote once when the new... Hi, friend. Join us tonight, if you would. Political Coffee Clash.